अर्जुन,
यस
ऐसो पंच रहो यारो।
कैन आई डू द होल मेमो ऑफ कर्मांतरा बिकॉज़ आई कैन't डू इट फ्रॉम द स्टार्ट.
ओके नताशा, दिया,
यस
ऐसो पंच नमो यारो से। हाँ
सब पावतनासरो मंगलानं चर्चावेशं पदमं
अर्जुन चक्रधारी मंगलपाद।
कोई मंगलम. ओके चित्तारी मंगलम अयंता मंगलम चित्त मंगलम साहू मंगलम केवली पन्नतो दमो मंगलम. केवली नो चित्तारी लगुत्तमा अरिहंता लगुत्तमा साहू लगुत्तमा
सिद्धा लोगोत्तमा।
सिद्धा लोगुत्तमा साहू लोगुत्तमा केवली पनातो दमो मंगलम.
लोगोत्तमो
ओह आई एम सॉरी आई एम मेसिंग अप सो मच टुडे.
या इट्स ओके। चतारी शरणम।
चित्तारी शरणम भावयामि
अरिहंते,
अरिहंता
वेरी
शरणम भावयामि
गुड।
चित्ता शरणम भावयामि केवली पनातो दमो.
साहू साहू
ओ साहू शरणम
शरण।
भावयामि
यस केवली।
केवली पनातो दमो केवली पनातो दमो शरणम भावयामि.
वेरी गुड। ओके वील स्टार्ट। या नताशा,
Oh yeah, okay, we disconnected by accident.
ओके
So
फाइन फाइन, इट्स ऑल फाइन। ऑल्सो एवरी वन ऑफ यू रिमेम्बर्स 24 तीर्थंकर नेम, ऑल द 24। अर्जुन यू,
yes.
ओके नताशा यू,
More of I do.
ओके एंड आरुष,
No.
ओके हाउ मेनी डू यू रिमेम्बर?
Bhagwan, do you remember? I remember
Numbers, numbers.
three.
Three, वेरी गुड। डू यू रिमेम्बर ऑन द 24, राइट? ओह
Yes.
वेरी गुड। ओके अर्जुन स्टार्ट। 24 तीर्थंकर नेम्स। ऋषभ,
Okay. Rishabh Dev,
वेरी
Ajit
गुड,
Nath,
वेरी
Sambhav
गुड।
Nath, Abhinandan Nath, Sumati Nath, who is it? I've forgotten. Padamam.
या पद्म प्रभ,
Prabh,
वेरी
Prabh,
गुड। या
then there is Suparshvanath,
यस
Chandrapram, Sheetalnath, Shreyansnath, Vasupuja, Vimalnath, Anantnath,
वेरी गुड।
Saranath, Shantinath, Kuntunath,
Very good.
Aranath,
Yes.
Kalinath,
Yes.
Manikrishna,
Very good.
Mane and Nemi,
Nami
Harshpuna,
and Nemi. Very good.
and Mahavir Bhagwan.
Very good. You're reading it or you remember number 24?
I remember 24.
You didn't cheat, right?
My mom quizzed me during the week a lot.
Okay. Okay, fine. Natasha, your turn.
Rishabh, Ajit, Sambhav, Avinandan, Sumati, Padam, Suparshin, Rai, Chandra, Puhup, Sheetal, Shreyansajin, Vasa, Pooja, Pujit, Surai, Vimala, Anant, Dharma, Jas, Ujjwal, Shanti, Kunta, Are, Mali, Manai, Muni Suvrat, Nami Nemi, Parshva Prabhu, Vardhaman,
Pada,
Pada,
Pushpa,
Pushpa, Chadhai.
Chadhai, yeah, Vardhaman Pada, Pushpa Chadhai, excellent, very good. So the 24 names, you told me the four lines, now where are the names?
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Rishabh Dev,
Very good.
Ajit Nath, Sambhav Nath, Abhinandan Nath, Sumati Nath, Padma Prabhu,
Very
Parshva,
good. Okay.
Chandra Prabhu, Chandra Prabhu, Pushpadant,
Very
Sheetalnath,
good.
Shreyansnath, Vasa Pooja,
Yeah.
Vimalnath,
Yes.
Anantnath,
Yes.
Dharmanath,
Yes.
Kinath, Kunthanath, Arenath, Malinath,
Very good.
Nisuvratnath, Naminath, Neminath, Parshva Prabhu, Vardham.
Very good. Vardhman, and other name is Vardhman, you know?
No.
Mahavir Swami, Mahavir Bhagwan.
Okay.
Okay, Parshvanath, okay? Parshvanath is the full name, not Parshva
Okay.
Prabhu. Excellent, very good. Okay, Arush, tell me how many you remember. Three. Tell me the names.
Mahavir Bhagwan, Parshva Bhagwan, and Chobiswa Bhagwan.
Okay, same. Any other?
You remember any other?
No.
See, the first, very first Tirthankar is Rishabh Dev. Say. Arush, say Rishabh Dev.
Rishabh Dev.
Rishabh Dev. So he's the first Tirthankar, okay? Who is the first Tirthankar?
Rishabh Dev.
Who?
Rishabh Dev.
Very good. Now remember it, okay? I'll ask you after some time, okay? Name of the first Tirthankar is Rishabh Dev, fine? They are name of the 24 Tirthankars. Okay, do you remember the four lines Natasha just said? Yeah.
Which one?
Yeah. You remember the four lines, right? Rishabh, Ajit, Sambhav.
Yes.
Okay, tell us. start. Dia.
Rishabha Ajita Sambhava Abhinanda Sumati Pada Sivasa Ajinarai Chanda Kupa Shita Chia Sajina Vasa Kupa Pujita Surarai Imala Anta Dhamma Jasa Ujit Shanti Kuntu Aramali Manai Munni Suratta Nimi Namni Pasta
Very good, Dia. Okay, Dia, tell me the name of 20th Tirthankar.
Who helped you?
Mama told you?
No.
Very good. Muni Subratnath. Very good. And Arjun, who is 22nd? Arjun, you there?
Maybe not. Yes, I'm here.
Very good. And Natasha is 15th.
What did you say?
I asked for 15th Tirthankar. Who is in 15th Tirthankar? The name of the 15th?
Dharamnath.
Oh, Arjun. I was asking to Natasha. Okay, Natasha, tell me 12th.
Wow. I'm sorry. I thought I heard Arjun.
It's okay. Very good. And Natasha, tell me 12th. Without cheating. Remember the lines? The first line is 7 Tirthankar. Second line has how many? Very good. Okay. And Arush, who is the first Tirthankar?
Rishabhdev.
Very good. Arjun, you remember all the four lines? Arjun?
Yes?
You remember the four lines we learned?
The fourth one I'm not very good with.
Oh, it's okay. You can sing for us the four lines?
Sure.
Yeah, please.
Rishabh Ajit, Sambhav, Abhinandan, Sumat, Padamam Parshwa Jin Rai Chandra Puhup Sheetal Shreyans Jin Vasa Puja Pujit Shurai.
Very good.
Vimal Anand Dharam Jas Ujjal Val Shanti Kuntu Ara Mali Mane.
Yeah.
Then Muni Surat Mani Nami.
Nami Nami.
Nami
yeah.
And Nami.
Yeah.
Muni Surat Nami Nami Parshwa Prabhu Vardhaman
Pushpa
Chadhai.
Very good. Excellent. Very good. Okay. Arush, will you tell me who is Bhagwan?
Bhagwan is someone who is helpful people and they did very good in their first life, that's why they're God, and they have tried to help people. And
You were in last class, right? In last class, we remembered something about Bhagwan. How much a Bhagwan knows?
Um,
Bhagwan knows a lot because Bhagwan has completed
a lot or everything?
Everything.
Okay, so one who knows everything is Bhagwan, okay?
Okay.
And second thing, how many attachments Bhagwan have?
What? How many attachments Bhagwan have? Don't say, I don't know.
I don't know.
Okay. Natasha, who is Bhagwan?
Bhagwans are free from all attachments. So which means that they're Vitragi.
Very good.
They're also Sarvagya, which means that they're omniscient, or they have full knowledge about everything that exists, and they have supreme
Excellent.
Power.
Excellent. Very good. Yeah, so Arjun, what are those two words to define Bhagwan? Arjun, The two words which define Bhagwan,
They are omniscient.
Yeah, very good.
And? They know everything.
Same thing, omniscience and knowing everything is same. Second point, they are... Okay, I'll tell in Hindi, you have to tell me in English. Vitragi. What is Vitragi? Yeah. Vitragi is one who is free from attachments. And who is Sarvagya? Arjun,
All knowing and omniscient.
Very good. So two words are which define Bhagwan, Vitragi and Sarvagya. Meaning free from attachments and omniscient. Okay, Arjun?
Okay.
Say two words. Vitragi and Sarvagya. Say.
Vitragi and Sarvagasi.
Sarvagya.
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 See, spell. Spelling. How to spell it? S-A-R-V-A-G-Y-A. Sarvagya.
Sarvagya.
Okay, fine. Who told you Sarvadarshi?
What was the question?
You just said Sarvadarshi, right? Sarvadarshi, have you heard Sarvadarshi?
I didn't say that, I don't think.
Okay, fine, sorry. Yeah, Diya, who is Bhagwan? Two words.
Are free from attachment, Vardagya, Vitragi, and omniscient.
Yeah. Very good. So, So, two words are one who is Vitragi and Sarvagya is known as Bhagwan. Okay? One who is free from attachments and who is omniscient is what? Bhagwan. Okay? So see, two words are there, Arush, two things. One who is free from attachments, that is Vitragi, and one who has all the knowledge, who is omniscient, means Sarvagya. He is known as Bhagwan. Arush, what are the 2 points?
Free of attachments.
Very good, this is the first point. Second? Free from attachments is known as being Vitragi. So it's the same thing. Vitragi in Hindi, and in English we say free from attachments. Okay? And the other point, he knows everything, omniscient.
They have completed knowledge.
Very good. So what we call it? Sarvagya. Okay?
Okay.
Fine. Arjun, who is Tirthankar?
Okay.
any one point Arjun, you there?
Yes, I am here. What is
Tirthankar? Who is Tirthankar?
The dunker has karma.
Has which karma?
The dunker nam karma.
Very good. And?
They have no attachments.
Yeah, okay.
Have samosaran and give jinvani.
Very good.
They are 24 in number.
Okay. Arish, what do you know about Tirthankar? Arush?
Can you repeat that, please?
Yeah, do you know anything about Tirthankar?
There are 24 of them.
Very good. Okay, anything else?
They think about other people too.
Okay, who told you that?
And others I don't know.
Okay, so Tirthankars are Bhagwan or not? Arush?
No.
They're not Bhagwan. Tirthankars don't know everything? Arush? I'm asking, Tirthankars are Bhagwan or not? They have complete knowledge or not?
Yes.
They are Bhagwan, right?
Right.
Sure?
Sure.
Okay, Diya, who is Tirthankar?
Reaches the right path in liberation and surrounded by the
magnificence of Samavsharan and other glories.
In whom Tirthankar Nam Karma has become reaching at 24 in number.
So you're reading it from the study material?
Yes.
Oh, I asked what do you remember? Okay, fine, very good. Natasha, who is the Tirthankar? Definition.
A Tirthankar has Panch Kalyanak.
Oh, very good.
The Panch Kalyanak, I think it's like the five stages of the Tirthankar's life. From birth to death, I think, or salvation.
Yeah, salvation, not death. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Tirthankars have, I think they're called symbols.
Very good.
They have Divya Dhwani.
Very good.
They have Tirthankar Nam Karma.
Yes.
And they're 24, and they have... I think they have a Samavsharan.
Yeah, they have Samavsharan. So what do they do in Samavsharan?
They give Divya Dhwani in the Samavsharan.
Divya Dhwani. And Divya Dhwani does what? I mean, what is Divya Dhwani is what help?
Divya Dhwani is basically like the Jinvani.
Yeah, Divya Dhwani is Jinvani. So through Divya Dhwani, the preacher says the path of liberation. Okay, very good, very good. Okay, you all listen to me now. Arjun, have I told you anything about Panch Kalyanak?
I don't believe so.
Once we discussed. Okay, Diya, you remember anything about Panch Kalyanak?
Yes,
Okay, fine. Arish, do you know anything about Panchkalyanak? Ever heard? Okay, fine. See, what happens? The Tirthankars have Tirthankar Namkarma, right? And it is the best Namkarma, right? All agrees to me? You all agree? Tirthankar Namkarma is the best Namkarma, right? Means it's best karma?
Yes.
Yes or no?
Yes.
Right. Okay. So, with the virtue of this karma,
hello? 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 Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hello? Yes? Yes?
Yes. Sorry, I just got disconnected. Sorry. Okay? So, where was I? The Tirthankars have this Tirthankar Nam Karma, which is the best Nam Karma, right? Which is the best karma of all, right? So, by the virtue of this karma, there we all have five stages of life, okay? First, we okay. First, very first stage is what?
First stage is what?
Arjun, which is the first stage? How the life starts here? Say?
I am not sure.
Okay, when a baby takes birth, anything happens before that? I mean, a baby first comes into the womb of a mother, right? He stays 9 months there.
In the stomach?
Yeah, right? Okay, so that is the first stage. Okay? So, right from the beginning, then, the Tirthankar, the jeev of Tirthankar, the soul of Tirthankar, comes into the stomach of his mother, right? So, devas from, you know, Swarga, devas from Swarga come and celebrate that moment. And 15 months before coming to the stomach of his mother, okay? When the soul of Tirthankar comes stomach of his mother, 15 months before that, the devas, they rain off precious stones and all the diamonds in the city where the Tirthankar is going to take birth for continuously 15 months. So that when the Tirthankar will take birth, there will be no poverty, no man will be hungry, or no man will be very a poor man, or you know, suffering man. So, by the virtue of Tirthankar, I mean, he has such good luck that he will not be seeing any poverty or any, you know, not happy man. Fine? So, 15 months before he is coming to the stomach of his mother, the devas, they do the winning of all the precious stone for continuously till he take birth. Are you getting me all?
Yeah.
Okay, so it is what? It is the by the virtue of what? It is by the virtue of the Tirthankar Nam Karma he has. Okay, so the very first stage is he comes into the stomach of his mother. Okay, so this is what? The Garbha Kalyanak. It's the first stage. Fine, the first Kalyanak is what? This is called Garbha Kalyanak. Okay, okay, the first stage. Okay. We say Kalyanak in English as a stage, okay? So there are five stages. We call it Panch Kalyanak, like Panch Parmeshti, five Parmeshtis, like Panch Kalyanak, okay? Arush, you getting me? Arush? Okay, if you don't understand anything, just ask, okay? Okay, now the second stage is what? He actually takes birth, okay?
Excuse me?
He comes. Yes, please.
This is Arjun. How do the devas know that the Tirthankar is going to be born?
Yeah, that is what the virtue of Tirthankar Nam Karma. Whenever the Tirthankar comes into the stomach of mom, you know what happens? See, the Tirthankar's jeev, he is already there in Devlok, okay? When he dies from the Dev, then he comes into the stomach of his mom, right? And Devas have this special kind of knowledge. We call it Avadhi Gyan. Okay, I mean, you don't have to remember this, okay? I'm just telling you for your knowledge. Natasha, listen, Diya, okay? Devas have this special kind of knowledge. We call it Avadhi Gyan, okay? What happens through this knowledge? They know certain things of future and past, okay? Like, they know that what will you be in the next birth. They can tell you if they come to you, okay? What will you be in the future? You'll become what? You'll become a doctor or engineer or player. Whatever. So this knowledge Devas have, okay? So whenever anything of this kind happening, this Tirthankar is the, you know, he's going to be Bhagwan. So it's obvious that Devas will be knowing that. So that is how they get through Avadhi Gyan. Okay, they have this special knowledge which tells them that, yeah, this Jiva is going to be Tirthankar. And now, after 15 months, he will go into the stomach of his mom. So before 15 months, they already started to reign. Okay, Arjun, am I clear?
Yes, you are.
Okay, so they have this special knowledge. You know, some of the human beings also have this knowledge. They can tell you what you will you be and what you were in your past life. But not all, not now. In the, you know, past days it happened. I mean, those are Muniraj, right? Acharya, Upadhyayas and Sadhus, they have this knowledge. Some of, not all of them, but through practicing liberation, I mean, they get it automatically. Okay?
Okay.
Fine, Natasha, Arush, Diya, you all following me, right? So the first stage when Tirthankar comes into the stomach of his mother. Second thing is when he actually takes birth after the 9 months, okay? When Tirthankar take birth, now there's a big celebration. All the Devas, okay, they come to the earth, they take the boy Tirthankar to the highest, you know, highest mountain of this world, which is Sumeru Parvat, okay? It's the highest mountain. Okay, and they take him there, and there they, you know, they do Abhishek of Tirthankar. They make him bath with a, you know, Chirodadi Sagar. There is a sea whose which is name is Chirodadi, means it has white colored water. Okay, and its water has no fish, nothing. This water is purely, absolutely clean. Okay, so the Devas make Tirthankar sit on the highest peak of the world, okay, and then they do Abhishek of Tirthankar on that with what water? The Chirodadi. You don't have to remember, I'm just telling you for your knowledge, okay? Okay, you all are following me, what is happening?
Yeah.
Okay. Tirthankar took birth, he is a baby Tirthankar, all the Devas came, the head of the Devas, the Swadharma Indra, he takes the Tirthankar to the highest peak of the world, he makes him sit there, and all the Devas do the Abhishek, means make him bath, okay, with the purest water, which is white colored, and the name of that sea is Chirodadi. In Hindi, the Chirodadi is the milk, means whose water is like milk, means white. Okay, fine, is everyone following me, right? Now what happens? Now the Tirthankar, the boy Tirthankar is growing up, okay? He's growing up. Now the next stage will be what? Now, see, he'll get married, it's not a stage, okay? They are, I mean, he is, see, all the Tirthankars are born as a son of, they take birth as a son of a king, okay? So they'll become king, they rule, fine? But after a certain time, they find that this world has no happiness. I'll get no happiness out of this world. So they take Diksha, they become Sadhu Parmeshti, okay? In order to what? In order to practice the liberation. The path of liberation, right? So this is the called the third phase, when they take Diksha. See, first they were in the stomach of mom, that was the first stage. Second, when they became the human being, they took the birth, okay? That is the first stage. But now they are... Hello?
Yes, yes.
Yes.
This is Arjun. What was the second stage called again?
Second stage is Janma Kalyan. It means taking birth. See, first
Thank
was
you
Garbha
very
Kalyan.
Much.
Okay, first was Garbha Kalyan when he comes into the stomach of his mom, the very first moment, okay? Second is when he takes birth. So it's a birthday, you can say, Tirthankar's birthday. So we make it Janma Kalyanak, the birthday of Tirthankar. Okay, the second stage. And the third stage is the on the date of when he takes Diksha, when he becomes Sadhu Parmeshthi. Arush, how many Parmeshthis are there? Arush?
Five.
You remember the names?
No.
Don't remember any of the names? Any names? Tell me any. You remember Damokar Mantra, right? It has all the five. Say Arihanta. The name, then, okay, I know you know the Namukar Mantra. Now, try speaking names. Arihant Parmeshthi was the first. Who's second? Siddha Parmeshthi. Third is Acharya. Fourth is Upadhyay. Fifth is Sadhu. See, you remember Namokar Mantra? Just put Namo aside. Ignore Namo. So, Namo Arihantadam. If we ignore Namo, what remains? Arihantadam. From Arihantadam, what is the name? Arihanta. Okay? Same way, Namo Siddhadam. Keep aside Namo. The word remains Siddhadam. Siddhadam makes Siddha. You following me, Arush?
Yes.
So who is first? The first Parmeshthi?
Yes.
The name. Who is the first one?
Yes.
Who is the name? Name. What is the name? Ramo. Arush,
yes?
The name of the first Parmeshthi I just told you, Arihant Parmeshthi, Arihant. Okay, fine, we'll come to you later, okay? So, the third phase of Tirthankar's life is what? When he becomes Sadhu Parmeshthi, the fifth one, okay? All following me? So again, now what happens, there are 16 Swarga, okay? There are 16 Swarga. The upper world, there are 16 heavens, okay? So, in 14th heavens, there lives Lokantik Dev, okay? They don't come at the time of the celebration of Garbha Kalyanak. They don't come at the celebration of birth, Janma Kalyanak, birthday of Tirthankar. But when do they come? They come on the Tap Kalyanak to appreciate that Bhagwan, that Tirthankar Dev, you have started, you have thought to what? To practice the liberation, and it is really a great appreciable work. So the Lokantik Dev come to, you know, greet Bhagwan as, okay, you are taking Diksha. So they just to appreciate that work, they come. Okay, so it's called the third Diksha Kalyanak. He's taking Diksha. He's becoming Sadhu. Fine. Fourth Kalyanak is when Bhagwan attains the Keval Gyan. He becomes the Sarvagya. So he has, the Tirthankar has Samavsharan. The moment Tirthankar becomes the Sarvagya, he knows everything, the automatically Devas form Samavsharan for him. Okay? Samavsharan is a big platform. It has everything of the world. Okay? There are 12 classes. Okay, 12 sections, okay? There sits Devas, there sits Sadhu Parmeshthi, there sits ladies, there sits gentlemen, there sits all the animals. They come to listen to Tirthankar Bhagwan's Divyadvani, and Tirthankar Bhagwan speaks in his own language, and everybody over there, whether they are from India, America, Africa, they automatically understand it in their own language. That is a wonder of the Divyavani, okay? All the, you know, all the animals, they all, devas, they all understand automatically in their own language. So it is what? The fourth is Gyan Kalyana. The Tirthankars get Gyan, the knowledge. Okay, so the fourth stage is when the Sama of Sharan comes, that is the Gyan Kalyanak. And the fifth stage is when the Tirthankar leaves his body and he becomes Siddha Parameshthi. So, first is when Arjun?
Wait, what was the question again?
Yeah, what is the first stage, the first Kalyanak, when does it happen?
Garb Kalyanka.
Oh, you remember the name even. Oh, it's okay. When the jeev, the soul of Tirthankar comes to the stomach of his mom, okay? The Garb Kalyanak. Very good, excellent. Natasha, which is the second stage?
The Jal Kalyanak?
Yeah, Jal Kalyanak. He takes birth. When the moment the Tirthankar takes birth. Diya, which is the third stage?
Kalyanka.
Kalyanak. Kalyanak. Adia, what?
I'm too Americanized.
Hello.
Kalyanak.
Dia, I cannot hear you.
Can you please repeat the question?
Yeah. Dia, the question is, which is the third stage? See, first stage was Garbh Kalyanak, when he came into the stomach of his mother. Second, when he took birth, Janma Kalyanak. Which is the third stage?
Diksha
Kalyanak.
Very good. Diksha Kalyanak. What happens in Diksha Kalyanak?
I was quite aware of that. Diksha
Kalyanak.
The world and...
What?
Maybe she's in the wrong stage, Mama. Maybe there's two.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Dia?
Yes?
What happens in Diksha Kalyanak? Tirthankaras become which Parameshthi? They take Diksha, right?
Yes.
So they become Sadhu Parameshthi. Okay, so they take Diksha. Very good. Arish, do you remember what is the fourth stage? After taking Diksha, what happens? Arush?
Arush isn't here.
Oh, he isn't here. Okay, so Natasha, what happens in fourth stage?
Arush is barely here.
I don't remember.
It's a Bhagwan. See, now...
My mommy does for me.
Who's speaking in between? Hello? Arjun, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, tell me what happens in the fourth stage.
Samosaran happens?
Yeah, but how Samosaran happens? What happens to the Tirthankar though so that Samosaran happens?
He gets Kevalgyan, which is all knowledge.
Yeah, complete knowledge. He becomes Sarvagya. He gets Kevalgyan. Very good. Very good. See, take it this way. In the third stage, he became Sadhu Parameshthi. In the fourth stage, he becomes Arahant Parameshthi. And in the fifth stage, he becomes Siddha Parameshthi. So the first stage is about coming into the stomach of his mother. Second is coming, taking birth, coming into this world. Third is being Sadhu Parameshthi. Fourth is being Arahant Parameshthi, means who is Arahant Parameshthi, who has destroyed his four karmas, and who is having all the knowledge and who is free from attachments, right? So the moment he becomes Arahanta, he gets complete knowledge. The Samavsharan automatically gets formulated by the Devas. So he now has, in the fourth stage, the Samavsharan. And in the fifth stage, he becomes Siddha Parameshwari. We call it Moksha Kalyanak. He becomes, he gets Moksha, Nirvana Kalyanak or Moksha Kalyanak. Okay.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
What's the name of the fourth and the fifth stage?
Yeah, fourth stage is Gyan Kalyanak. It's getting full knowledge, being Sarvagya. And fifth stage is Moksha Kalyanak. He's getting the liberation, last stage. He becomes Siddha. Okay, so first is Garbha Kalyanak. Second is Janma Kalyanak. Third is Diksha Kalyanak. Fourth is Gyan Kalyanak. And fifth is Moksha Kalyanak. All clear?
Yes.
Arjun, am I clear to you?
Yes, you are. Thank you very much.
Dia?
Yes.
You got all the five, right?
Yes.
Okay, any question from this Kalyanak thing? No. Okay, now why I told you all this, because this is one of the difference between Tirthankara and Bhagwan. Bhagwan, see, Bhagwan don't have Samavashari EDC. He is not having Tirthankara Naam Karma, right? But Tirthankaras do have. So, Tirthankaras have five Kalyanaks. Bhagwan don't have five Kalyanaks. Okay?
Yep.
You know, whenever any temple, you know, Ajain temples, whenever any temples, we build any temple, we in the starting while making Bhagwan, means we do Pratishtha of Bhagwan, okay, while we place the idol into the temple, what we do first, we do five Kalyanak, Panch Kalyanaks, okay. In America too, we have new temple, okay, you know, this America's temple in America, have you been there ever? This, okay, whatever the temple, whenever any temple, we make temple, we do Panch Kalyanak first. What we do, we celebrate, we just treat the idol as a real Tirthankar. We celebrate Garbha Kalyanak, we celebrate Janma Kalyanak, we celebrate Diksha, then the Keval Gyan and then the Moksha. And then we say this Bhagwan is now Bhagwan, okay, the idol is now Bhagwan. And then we place them into the temple. Okay, so you know, there are lots of Panch Kalyanak in India. Whenever there is any temple built, we perform the Panch Kalyanak. It's a, you know, process. It's a tradition. So now here in Jaipur, now in February there is one Panch Kalyanak, and in America also it happened 4 years back. Okay, so in future, if you get time, please attend this Panch Kalyanak. You'll get to know very much about our Bhagwans and all. And it's all very good. It's very much fun. Okay, fine. So, Bhagwans have Kalyanak or not? Diya, Bhagwans have Kalyanak or not?
No, they don't, because they have no Naam Karma.
Okay, they have no Tirthankar Naam Karma. Okay, very good. So, Bhagwans do not have Panch, means Bhagwans do not have Panch Kalyanak, but Tirthankaras do have Panch Kalyanak. Okay, okay. See, now the difference is, now, Bhagwan has Samavsharan or not?
No.
No, they don't have, right? But Tirthankaras do have. So, Bhagwan don't have Panch Kalyanak, Tirthankaras have. Bhagwan don't have Samavsharan, Tirthankaras have. Okay, now tell me, Tirthankaras and Bhagwans, who is more happy? Arjun, who is more happy between Bhagwan and Tirthankar?
I think the Dankar, because they have the Dankar Naam Karma, which is the best karma.
Okay, now tell me, Diya, Tirthankar, in the last, after in Moksha Kalyanak, what does he become? Which Parameshwari he becomes? Tirthankar become what? In the last stage, Diya?
Moksha.
Yeah, so he become which Parameshwari? Siddha Parameshwari, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so Tirthankars ultimately become what? Siddha, right? All agree to me, Natasha, do you?
Yep.
Yeah. So tell me now, a Bhagwan, Bhagwan also becomes ultimately Siddha Parameshwari, right? Yes or no?
Yes.
All the Siddhas are Bhagwan or not?
Yes, they are.
They are, right? Right? So now tell me, Siddhas also have this category that this is the Tirthankar, the Siddha who became, the Tirthankar wala Siddha and this is the normal Bhagwan wala Siddha. So it's like that the Tirthankar who, the Siddha who was Tirthankar in his earlier stage is more happy than the normal Siddha. Is it like that? Does the happiness have this variation like this is more happy and this is less happy?
No.
No. All have the same happiness. So why are we learning the differences? Ultimately, the Bhagwan and Tirthankar all are being Siddhas only. They are only being the same thing, okay? They will have same bliss. They will feel the same, the all ultimate happiness. So what is the difference? The difference is till their Arihanta stage. The Bhagwans don't usually have Samavsharan, Tirthankaras have. But once they both become Siddha, they have no difference at all. Okay, because, now tell me, Siddhas have how many karmas? Natasha, how many karmas do Siddhas have?
Siddhas have 2.
Siddhas have 2. Diya, how many karmas do Siddhas have?
No.
No karma? Fine. So, I am a Tirthankar. Okay, imagine me, I am a Tirthankar. Now, I have Tirthankar Naam Karma. Now, I became Siddha. Do I have now Tirthankar Naam Karma or not, Arjun?
No, you do not.
So, but Tirthankaras have Tirthankar Naam Karma. That is a basic definition, right?
But all karmas get lost when you become a Siddha.
Exactly. Very good. So the Siddhas have no karma. So there is no distinction when you become Siddha. You are Tirthankar or Siddha. The distinction is still Arahant stage only. Because in Arahant stage, there is this Tirthankar Naam Karma. 4 karmas are remaining, right? Arahantas 4 are destroyed and 4 are still with Arahantas, right? So the Tirthankar Naam Karma exists with Arahanta. Okay, so now Arjun, will you please tell me that if I want to be happy, do I have to be Tirthankar necessarily? Or I can also be happy without being Tirthankar? What's your view? Arjun?
Yes?
Natasha, you there? My question is, Diya, you to listen, my question is to all, that if now I want to be happy, do I have to be Tirthankar or I can simply be happy but without being Tirthankar? If I want to attain happiness, do I have to necessarily be Tirthankar or I can be happy without being Tirthankar too? Anyone?
No, without being Tirthankar, we can be happy.
We can be happy, right? Sure, Diya?
Yes, sure.
Arjun, what do you think?
I think you have to be the Dunker because the Dunkers are Bhagwan, but Bhagwan are not the Dunkers. And since the Dunkers have the best karma, they're happy. They have true happiness.
Okay, fine. Natasha, what is your viewpoint?
I think that you can be both Bhagwan and Tirthankar and be happy.
Okay, so my question is, do I have to necessarily be Tirthankara to be happy? Or I can skip the being Tirthankar part and I can be still happy?
You can still be happy by being a Bhagwan I think.
By the way of Bhagwan. So Arjun says that Tirthankaras have this best karma, so it is good to be Tirthankar, we'll be happy.
I thought you didn't mean you could be Bhagwan. I thought you were just saying that you were going to be a Didankar.
My question was, Arjun, if I want to be happy, do I have to be Tirthankara necessarily, or I can skip being Tirthankara?
Skip being Didankar and be Bhagwan.
Oh, so what is the main, what is the base that one can attain happiness without being Tirthankara, but one can never be happy without being Bhagwan? Am I making sense?
Yes, you are making sense.
Who is Bhagwan? Bhagwan is one who is free from attachments and who knows everything. And all Tirthankaras are Bhagwan, right? So Bhagwan is a basic thing to be happy, right? You want to be happy, you become Bhagwan. Now you have two ways. You can become Bhagwan normally, or you can be Tirthankar and become Bhagwan. These are two different ways, okay? So you can become happy if you are not Tirthankar, but you cannot become happy if you are not Bhagwan. So one can attain happiness without being Tirthankar, but one can never attain happiness without being Bhagwan. Am I clear?
Yes.
Diya, what did I say? Explain me. The last point.
That without being Tirthankar, we can be happy.
Yeah, without being Tirthankar, we can be happy. But without being Bhagwan, can we be happy?
No.
Okay, and who are Bhagwan? The two type of Bhagwan are who? In Namokar Mantra, we have Dev, right? Two Devs. Who are they, Natasha?
The two Devs?
Yeah.
Arihantas and Siddhas.
Right, so Arihantas and Siddhas, they are Bhagwan, right? You can never be happy without being Arihanta and Siddha, right? So, one can attain happiness without being Tirthankar, but he can never attain happiness without being Bhagwan, that is, without being Arihanta and Siddha, right? So, this is the last point of distinction between Tirthankar and Bhagwan, right? Now, we'll revise all the differences, okay? See, first thing, Tirthankars have Panch Kalyanak, Bhagwan don't. Okay, Arjun?
Okay.
Second thing, without being Tirthankar, you can be happy, but without being Bhagwan, you can never be happy. Okay?
Okay.
Natasha, you're listening to me, right? Just see. Now, Tirthankara have Samavsharan, Bhagwans don't have Samavsharan. Tirthankaras have Samavsharan, Bhagwans don't have Samavsharan. Three differences now, okay? Now, fourth difference. Being Tirthankar is the result of virtue. Means by the virtue of Tirthankar Naam Karma, you become Tirthankar, right? So, it's the virtue of that Tirthankar Naam Karma. So, the Tirthankar, being Tirthankar is the virtue of Tirthankar Naam Karma. But to become Bhagwan, you have to practice liberation. So, it is a result of Dharma. You cannot just say that I have this karma, so I'll be Bhagwan. So, being Tirthankar is the result of virtue. Am I making sense?
Yes.
Okay. Fourth is, Tirthankars have Divvidvani, Bhagwans not necessarily have Divvidvani. Tirthankaras have symbol, Bhagwan don't have symbol. Tirthankaras are Bhagwan, but all Bhagwans are not Tirthankaras. Tirthankaras are 24, Bhagwans are infinite. Okay, these all are the differences. Now tell me in which difference you have doubt. Anybody? See, a time is
Already we have exceeded 6 minutes. Okay, anybody has any question on Kalyanak, on Tirthankar, on Bhagwan, on anything else? Hello?
Yes?
Dia?
I have no questions.
Okay. No questions? Fine. So in the next class, your homework is you have to, you know, think that why are we learning these differences between Tirthankaras and Bhagwan. Your homework is to tell me on the next class that what is the significance, what do we get by reading about Tirthankar and Bhagwan. Okay? And this chapter is now over. If you tell me on that day the difference, the benefit we get out of it, okay? And we'll start with the next chapter. No, in the next session, we'll have quiz of everything, so you have to revise everything right from the starting. And then I'll start one story in the next session, and after the next section, we'll start the next chapter, okay?
Yeah.
Fine.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, please wait, Arshan. We'll join our hands, close our eyes. Yeah, Diya Damukar Mantra.
Om Namo Arihantanam, Namo Siddhanam, Namo Arihantanam, Namo Uvajayanam. Namo Loe Sava Sahunam Iso Panchana Moyade Sava Pava Panasana Mangyanam Chakravishin Padamam Kohi Mangalam.
Natasha Chattari Mangalam.
Chattari Mangalam, Arihanta Mangalam, Siddha Mangalam, Sahu Mangalam, Kevali Panato Dhambo Mangalam. Chattari Logutuma, Arihanta Logutuma, Siddha Logutuma, Sahu Logutuma, Kevali Panato Dhambo Logutuma. Chattari Sharnam Pavijami, Arihanta Sharnam Pavijami, Siddha Sharnam Pavijami, Sahu Sharnam Pavijami, Kevali Panato Dhambo, Kevali
Panato
Pavijami.
Sharanam Pavacha. Very good. Jai Janendra to you all. Thank you very much.
Jai Janendra. Thank you very much.
Jai Janendra. Thank you, everyone.
Jai Janendra.
Jai Janendra.